Another week, another loss, another heartbreaking loss. This is the Boiled Sports Quick Cast, part of the Handsome Hour Podcast Network. I'm your host, Boiler Dowd. We're sponsored by MartinVintage.com. Enter Boiled at checkout. You get 20% off. Mom, thanks for watching. You can hear it in my voice. It was another late night. Got to bed right around 3 o'clock. Not only did I have to stay up too late just because I couldn't come down, I was too wound up, but also I've got a memento of the day and my voice being gone again. David Blau put up huge numbers, record-setting numbers for a Purdue quarterback. That says a lot. We've seen Kyle Orton, Drew Brees, Curtis Painter, even Jim Everett put up numbers like this, but nobody's ever done what Dave Blau did last night. Nearly 600 yards of passing. He played great. He had one horrible pass, but he made such good decisions. The thing we said all along that Dave Blau does well is makes decisions well and gets the ball to the guys that need the ball at that point. He spread the ball around. He did what he had done a few seasons ago when he was first a starter, which is distribute the wealth. The tight ends looked excellent. The seam routes were working. Isaac Zico, Terry Wright both played some of their best games. And get this. Dave Blau was able to find Rondale Moore, which is some of the knocks a lot of people had on Blau. They thought he can't get more in the position to succeed. I would argue partially with myself just because I thought Sindelar makes some passes that put Moore in better position to be on the run and get an open field. That's partially on the coaches and the way they call the game. And I believe that they called a different game because it was Blau's reins and Sindelar couldn't play because of injury. The thing they've got now is that the coaches really can't play Elijah Sindelar next week. You need to start David Blau because of the way he played. There's no debate about that. He earned it. The really lousy news, the things that we thought were a problem coming in, the thing that you thought was a problem coming in if you're a Purdue fan, was the defensive backfield. And sure enough, Drew Locke just absolutely eviscerated Purdue's defensive backs. They were victimized. The good news, the silver lining, if you will, again, is you now have two freshman cornerbacks playing together very often because they're probably the best two at the job right now. Purdue is in a bad situation. Purdue is in a situation that we didn't think would happen, meaning they've now got to beat a preseason top 15 team to get to a bowl game. And then if they handle their business on the rest of the games. I don't think it's going to happen. I haven't thought it was going to happen for a long time. So the challenge now is how do the coaches keep these guys motivated when they know they're not going to reach many of the goals they set up before the season? It's an interesting crossroads. There was another thing that happened was there was another stupid penalty with the game on the line. The good news is, almost right away, the penalty was wiped clean because of a bad pass by Drew Locke, one of his only two bad passes. Yesterday's game was also noteworthy in that the two teams combined for 1,100 yards of offense. That's never happened in a Purdue football game. Just eye-popping numbers, a crazy night. Purdue had another slow start, dug themselves a hole, but almost got the job done. Almost doesn't matter because it doesn't show up in the left-hand column, but they don't have any quit in them. They're still fighting, which is really good. Can Coach Brohm and company keep them fighting next week versus Boston College and after? A lot of challenges left. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for watching the site. Special thanks to the people that welcomed us into their tailgate yesterday. We had a great time, really fun meeting everybody. And also thanks to our pal Tyler Trent. We got to see and hang out with a little bit during the game. He's a great dude, great dude. It was really fun to get to see him and get to see all the Purdue faithful that we got to hang out with. This was the first annual, or the first only really, True Boiled Sports Summit, where all five of us together. First time that's ever happened. Just give you a little look behind the curtain. The five of us had never met. I had met everybody because I'm centrally located. I'm in Indiana. And all of them, we would get together before we made the decision to work together. But this was neat. This was really, it was a great time and good weekend in spite of the end result at Ross A. Have a great day. Have a great Sunday. God bless you. BS all the time.